Good morning. You are listening to CITR 101.9 Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. I'm Matt MacArthur.
And I'm Drew McDonald.
And we are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory from the beautiful campus, the beautifully rainy, cloudy campus of the University of British Columbia.
It's only beautiful to you.
It's absolutely beautiful
to
me.
I'm still bitter. I was hopeful that this weekend would be a beachy weekend for me.
Yeah. And you had your beach time.
I did have. Yeah, I know. I'm like, a golden bronzed.
You're the golden man.
I am the golden man.
And this week we are bringing you the back to school tape because there was so much more people riding with me on the bus this morning.
Yeah, and there was so many more people in line for my coffee this morning.
Yeah,
and trying to drive here all the way from East Vancouver was 10 times worse.
I bet
a lot of awkward moms trying to do left-hand turns along Broadway. Me bashing my head against my steering wheel.
Yeah. Yeah. So welcome to school, kids.
Yay.
You know, and it's an exciting time. You know, if you're a first year, it could be scary, exciting. If you're a second, third, or fourth year, it's business as usual.
Mm-hmm.
But welcome back. And we are going to spin some good jams for you today.
And those of you who are here during the summer, well,
this is just
welcome back from reading week.
Yeah. Business as usual.
Business as usual.
Yeah. Well, how should we kick this back to school tape off?
Well, there are many things that we can be that we can listen to, and I was trying to think of like what could be a good back to school kind of song that isn't too on the nose, but just kind of like, you know, hits it well enough.
Yeah,
and I think we have a good like slow burn intro here that I think would be a lot of fun to play. Now, those of you who know anything about me know that my favorite band in the whole world is which band?
Is it Limp Bizkit?
Oh, fun fact is this band was definitely like associated with like Limp Bizkit and Korn when they first started.
Yeah.
And because they were kind of discovered by Korn, like it was because of Jonathan Davis that this band is kind of around. Thank God.
Yes.
It's like the one good thing Jonathan Davis did.
Other than that really cool H.R. Giger mic stand.
Yeah, that's true.
was the Deftones.
Was the Deftones.
Uh-huh.
My favorite. And so this is a song called Pink Maggot. And Pink Maggot was the very last song off of White Pony. And then they later re-released White Pony like within like 6 months.
Yeah.
With that song totally like redone and re-recorded to be like a really loud rockin' rap rock kind of song called Back to School.
Yeah.
And then brackets Mini Maggot. But this is Pink Maggot for everyone. So I think we're going to start cranking it up and enjoy the next 5-6 minutes of this. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to really wake you up with something else after.
Enjoy. Back to School. Mixtapes. Mick and Mac.
Square, now that you kneel, this is a good example. Now, listen to the normal heart sound of a healthy young lady, age 18.
whoa, the OBGMs beat up kids. And before that, we had Nirvana with School, live from the muddy banks of the Wishka. Great version. And we kicked things off with Deftones, Pig Maggot from White Pony. This is the Back to School tape, Mixtapes with Mick and Mac.
And
welcome back.
Exactly. And any iteration of how you want to spell Back to School is, you know, the number two school is S-K-E-W-L, S-K-O-O-L, like however you want to spell. Two might be just T-O, T-W-O, whatever you want.
Just because you're in an educational institution doesn't mean that syntax has to matter.
We are anti-conformist here on Mixtapes with Mick and Mac, and so any way that you can shake up the English language, we're pleased with.
Back to School.
And speaking of which, that last song, Beat Up Kids, is actually Kids with a Z, because you need a little bit of need a little bit of flavor.
And if you need flavor, just drop a Z in there.
Exactly.
Or all caps.
Now, we were gonna go like right to break, but we still have like a bit of time before we have to.
We do.
And so
let's take advantage of this.
I think so as well. So there's a really fun, hilarious song that we have here that I think would be a lot of fun to play, because it's sort of like it's like a bit of a history lesson. But done, you know, the way that only this band could do it. So out with an album today. So the OBGMs, they have an album out today. And I was telling Matt that, like, everybody has an album out today.
Everybody.
All kinds. So you're going to hear...
Even Tori Amos has an album
even
out today.
Even Tori Amos has an album out today.
That's how many new albums are out today.
And same with Living Color has an album out today.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think of other old ones. Greg Allman has an album out today.
It's like his even last, though he's dead.
Yeah, it's his last.
Even
recording.
Though he's dead, he's still. He has a record out today.
Yeah, and Ted Leo,
yeah.
Ted Leo and the Pharmacists has an album out. So it's all kinds of stuff. Anyways, you're gonna hear some stuff later.
Mm-hmm.
But this band, Sparks, has an album out today. And those of you that also know me know I love Sparks more than anything. And in particular, this song is great because the title is amazing.
Yes.
And it's kind of like a bit of a history lesson. It's probably one of my favorite song titles I've heard in a while. So we're going to play a song and then head right into break. And this song is So Tell Me, Mrs. Lincoln, Aside From That, How Was the Play? By Sparks.
Mrs. Lincoln, aside from that, how was the play? So tell me, Mrs. Lincoln, aside from that, how was your day? I love the beach. I like to get there really early, before everybody else shows up. Take like 30 bottles with notes in them, throw them into the water. Then I wait for everyone to come to the beach. When someone goes to pick up one of the bottles, I go up behind them. Because when they open it, inside there's a note that says, I'm standing right behind you.
Just for Laughs presents comedian Dimitri Martin, live in Vancouver. Don't miss Dimitri Martin Saturday, September 9th at the Chan Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets are on sale now at the theater box office and online at tickets.ubc.ca.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service,
ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available,
and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community.
Welcome back to Mixtapes with Mick and Mac on CITR 101.9. I'm Matt MacArthur.
I'm Drew McDonald.
And we're playing the back-to-school tape for y'all today. And we just played Sparks. So tell me, Mrs. Lincoln, aside from that, how was the play?
It's such a great title.
The best song title I've heard in a long time, that's for sure.
Sparks never disappoint. And of course, the song just sounds like Sparks. Like, it just sounds like they haven't changed at all since like the 80s. It's like
not at all.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Mm-hmm. I have no complaints about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing I always find whenever it's like school starting season and we're here and I'm, you know, of course, 33 years old and
so am
and so are you. And and side note, it's my sister's birthday today. Happy birthday, Jen.
Happy birthday, Jen.
Happy birthday, Jen. Turning 30 years old.
Hey, you made it this far.
Made it this far. Dirty 30s.
Congratulations.
But anyways, the vibe I always feel whenever I come here and look at all these students that are coming to start school, especially the ones that are first year, second year, they're all babies.
They're all little wee babies.
They're all little wee babies out there.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to you know, see what comes of all of you turning into adults. But all I can ever think about is just how young they are. And sorry, what were you gonna say?
Well, I was gonna say, you know, when I went back to university, I was probably turning 30 myself.
Yeah.
And as a first year, I felt just as anxious and just as kind of like, what is this thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd been to post-secondary school before, but this was a new thing. And so despite being, you know, older, I felt the same amount of anticipation. Of course, by second year, that all went away.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm confident. I know what's going on.
Exactly.
So to honor all these wonderful young kids right here, not kids, young adults, I would like to play a song off of a new album by Midnight Sister, another album that's out today. A great, like, fun little indie pop, awesome. I think everyone's just going to enjoy this song. This song is called So Young, off of their new album Saturn Over Sunset. This is for you out there, starting your first or second year. You're all so young.
Hold on.
so young and afraid to let.
She's a cool blonde scheming bitch. She make my body twitch. Walking down the corridor, you can hear her stilettos click. I want her so much I feel sick. The girl help it, she really can't help it now. It's like a high school confidential. A high school confidential. Teenage Brenda's stalk her in the halls. They teach
say that.
Deerhoof, Come Down Here and Say That from Mountain Moves. An excellent choice for the back-to-school tape.
I thought so as well.
Yeah.
What'd you just say to me?
Come down here and say that. And before that, we, of course, had to play. Couldn't have the back-to-school tape without Rough Trade's High School Confidential.
Yep.
And we kicked things off with Midnight Sister, So Young, from Saturn Over Sunset. This is good. We're back to school. We're feeling good. We're caffeinated.
I'm feeling juiced.
We're ready to learn.
And it's also making everyone not really miss summer, or at least longing for it. It'd be harder, I think, if everyone was at school and it was crazy sunny out and super hot, but it's like 18 degrees today and raining. So it's like...
See, the gloom's good.
Well, maybe. Well, people are feeling gloomy, but it doesn't mean that they're sitting in there longing for something that's going on outside. It's just kind of like, well, I'm happy to be inside. I may as well be learning things.
In their classroom where they're portable, just like...
Portable.
Where's the sun?
We're currently at a university radio station. We're talking about portables and...
I don't know. I just have memories of portables.
That's true.
Yeah. Not at university.
No.
But that would be funny if universities had portables.
Yeah.
So aside from that portable talk... I'm going to set up this next one. So this is one of Canada's finest instrumental bands. You may have heard them, of course, as the main sort of soundtrack for Kids in the Hall. Mm-hmm. This is Shadowy Men from a Shadowy Planet with Exit from Vince Lombardi High School. Enjoy.
We'll be right back. Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smokey every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
Swallowing. Thought that I had unplugged the phone until it rang. When the phases of the moon I don't apply. When accomplishing a simple task takes several tries. Did you want to forget about life? Did you want to forget about life with me tonight? Underneath this flickering. Did you want to forget about life with me tonight? Left the apartment in a state of disarray. Tried out the synthesizer you bought yesterday. When the failures of the past, they multiply. And you trivialize the things that keep your hand from mine. Did you want to forget about life? Did you want to forget about life with me tonight? Under condominium signs. Did you want to forget about life with me tonight?
All of A's, Forget About Life, some new stuff from them. And before the break, we had Van Cougar with Kids at School. Van Cougar, Mint Records, amazing.
That All of A's album is another album that came out today. And I thought that song, the Forget About Life, just sort of this song about, you know, like maybe a lot of students are already feeling that, like, oh, I can't even, oh, you know.
Yeah,
and if they don't feel it yet, they will the closer they get to, like, you know.
October.
And not to make light of, obviously, the content of the song, which is, you know, obviously a little bit more darker. But
yeah.
But it's just kind of, you know, that feeling of being overwhelmed that a lot of students get.
Yeah, and it's a natural feeling. But, you know, it passes, it goes away. And you just got to just... You know, focus on school. That's all you got to do.
And speaking of the dark side of things, we're going to play a song called The Dark Side of the Gym. And The Dark Side of the Gym is a song off of the new album, again, out today, by which band?
The National.
The National.
Who kind of look like a bunch of teachers.
Yeah.
Because most teachers tend to have bands. So.
Yeah, it's true. Except a lot of the music that the teachers play in their bands is usually not seemingly cool as the National.
Yeah, I know. For some reason, it's like the National just so cool.
National is one of those groups similar to me as like Paul McCartney, where it's just like I do my best to just not like them. I've seen them live a couple times and didn't like watching them live, and I've never really enjoyed most of them. They have a few songs here and there that I actually enjoy, but for the most part, I'm kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
But what I've listened to off this new album is actually, it's a bit of a turn. It's a little less like post-rocky, and it's just sort of it's neat, neat little vibes. And this is Dark Side of the Gym by The National. Mixtapes Mick and or Mac.
The first time I saw you, walking out, I wanted to ask if you could stay, but you were on something with your friends around. There was nothing I could say. I'm gonna
The National, Dark Side of the Gym, from Sleep Well Beast, the new record.
Now, when I see the name of the record, I'm noticing a lack of punctuation anywhere in there, so I'm not entirely sure.
No commas.
So is it sleep, comma, well beast? Like, is it a beast that lives in a well? that it's just like sleep, well beast. Or is it sleep well, comma, beast? And
well, comma, beast.
And then, well, yeah, like, what's the inflection of beast? Is it sleep well, beast? Or is it like an actual monster? Is it,
yeah,
you know,
sleep well,
is beast? Like, is it?
I'd love to play in a band called Well Beast.
I think so too.
Play at Funkies.
Yeah. And your first song has to be Sleep.
Yeah. Sleep by Well Beast.
By Well Beast.
But that was The National, Dark Side of the Gym, from Sleep Well Beast.
Maybe it's just three words that mean different things, and you have to, like, sleep well beast.
I like it. Yeah, it's and I like it. It's very perky for them. Perky for The National.
Since all the students are going to be spending some time learning a lot in the next coming weeks, we thought we'd just dumb things down for a little bit on this show, and you can just listen and turn off your brain as we talk about commas and where they go in album titles.
Absolutely.
So that being said, we're coming up towards the end of our show today.
End of our little Back to Skule tape.
Back to Skule tape. Next week, there's been like 3 weeks where we've had like theme tapes, but we have an ever accumulating list of songs that we just want to play for the hell of playing them.
Yes.
And so next week might be an interesting theme where it's just like, You
got to hear this.
You got to hear this.
You got to hear this.
Because I just want to.
Well, and there's just such a huge deluge of new music coming out.
Yeah, it's like the fall happened and all the artists are like, now's my time to put out music.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know.
We're literally being bombarded with music.
Bombardiered.
Yeah.
There's a new St. Vincent song that came out this last week.
Yes, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Among other awesome stuff, I just wanted to plug St. Vincent because she's the best.
Mm-hmm.
And... so yeah, we're coming up to the end of this thing. We're going to play a song. The song is called Cherry Bomb because when you think of, you know, going to school, what you sometimes think about pranks.
Yeah.
Especially like in high school, like throwing the cherry bomb in the toilet.
Yeah.
The old ageless prank.
I never did that one.
Never did that one?
I never got shoved into a locker. Thank goodness.
You've never gotten shoved into it. Well, I'm glad that these rite of passages are suspended for throwing cherry bombs.
Whirly-burlied.
Yeah.
All of my stuff was just purely on the inside. It's purely psychological.
Yeah, that was all mine too. Psychologically damaging high school experiences was my back to school experience.
I was never physically harmed, but the mind is a different story altogether.
Exactly. So anyways, Cherry Bomb by Maya Jane Coles off of her new album Take Flight. This album is amazing. Go and listen to it. 24 songs long, double album, out a couple weeks ago. I think you're all going to enjoy this.
Absolutely. And stay tuned both next week for our show and stay tuned for The Real World, an hour-long adventure through the world of film. And we will see you guys next week. I'm Matt MacArthur.
I'm Drew McDonald.
And this was Mixtapes with Mick and Mac.
Have a great weekend.
Bye for now.
niggas, son.